Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and this is Ron, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother, and we sometimes talk about a little bit more than Big Brother. Here's our theme music. Run away, blow and smoke, your folks are worried.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'll see there.
Let's get the show on the road.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming straight over here to the Rad Reality Show Network after watching that awesome live show of Big Brother on CBS. People are still filtering in and getting settled into the chat room, so we're going to give everyone a few minutes before we start our Big Brother 16 roundtable show hosted by Michael Cowboy Ellis from Big Brother Season 5. He's got an awesome guest lined up for tonight. We've got Brandon Hance from Survivor South Pacific and Caramone. We'll be here tonight to talk Big Brother 16 and also a little Survivor. So they did release the new cast for Survivor San Juan del Sur, Blood versus Water. So if you haven't checked that out, you may want to do that. It is an all-newbie cast, but you will see just a couple familiar faces in the cast. Now, I want to take just a moment before I say hi to my sidekick and friend and co-host tonight, Paul from Minnesota, to mention that we've had a few of the real greats in comedy highlighting in the news headlines lately. We just lost the great Robin Williams, and what an outstanding actor and comedian he was. And now, today, Joan Rivers, at the age of 81, was rushed to the hospital and is reported to be on life support. And, of course, her daughter Melissa rushed to her side. But it sounds really bad. I don't know that she's going to come out of this. So with two of the great, great comedians, and, of course, Melissa and Joan were big in the reality world as well. I wanted to mention them and just ask that everybody say a little prayer for them, because they, you know, they've been in the reality world for a long time. And it's, Joan is just such, she's bigger than life. And to think of the world without her just is hard to even think about, Joan not being with us. So say a little prayer for Joan and Melissa. And I hope that she pulls through it, but it really does sound bad. So I did want to mention that she was having some sort of throat procedure done and went into cardiac arrest and was rushed to the hospital in New York. And hopefully, you know, miracles happen, but it did sound very bad. So I just wanted to mention Joan and Melissa. And Then we're going to go on and say hi to Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing up there, Paul?
Hey, Cherry. I'm doing pretty good up here.
Sad night on Big Brother.
Yeah,
huh?
We're not talking that yet. It's hard for me not to. was waiting for our people to show up right after the show, but I had heard something that Joan Rivers had stopped breathing too. So yeah, it does not sound good.
Yeah, she is
on
life support. Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good either. And you know, when I saw who was going to be our guest today, I thought, I wonder, you know, Survivor normally starts in the finale of Big Brother. I wonder if there's any news about that. Holy crap. There's another blood versus water. And, I just laughed when I saw Nadia and Natalie from The Amazing Race. They're so fun to watch. I don't know if they'll have the same format as the last Blood versus Water where they're split up. I read through the bios, and they all sound like some pretty good castaways. So I'm anticipating a good season there for them. And the other quick thing I'll mention is, wow, I started reading more detail about Utopia, which the live feeds start after midnight tonight of Utopia, and it might be addicting is all I'm saying. I actually found out you had mentioned of a producer or whatever that started that show, but it was actually the creator of Big Brother, John DeMaul, who created Utopia, and he already started it in the Netherlands, and it started in January. It's been going on for 7 months, and I was able to find the live feeds for the Netherlands, but they were all sleeping because it was 2:30 in the morning. So, and it sounds like it was quite a success over there.
Yes.
And I answered my question that I asked you last time about a prize. There is nothing. They do not get a prize. They're just doing it to see if, you know, how it'll work. I'm sure some of them would like to be on TV, but there is no competition to win money. And they also made a point several times of saying there is no producers, steering them to do anything, you know. So it all is dependent on the cast. And let me tell you, that backwoods hillbilly guy, I don't know.
Let's get our host up here.
I get talking about that and I forget. I'm sorry, cowboy.
This is his show. Let's get our host up here and get him with us.
Absolutely.
Let's play his intro and get him with us. Here we go, folks.
At Kitty's place, I should have been.
We got cowboy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Of the Four Horsemen fame from season 5 of Big Brother, Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis, how are you, dear?
Well, I've been better. You know, it's been a rough week, a lot happening with my family and I. And first off, I want to say, you know, prayers out to Joan Rivers. I did not know until just now. But obviously, you know, I've been out of the loop for a little bit. My mother is also in the hospital as well in ICU. with kidney failure. So please, please keep prayers for my mother. She is doing better. They do feel hopeful that she will go to PCU tomorrow. But, of course, you know, like I said, it's been an exhausting week for my family. And I just want to apologize. I probably will not do the full 2 hours of the show. The show will continue to go, but I'm going to be on a little bit to visit with Brendan Hance because I'm really excited to have him on tonight and talk about Big Brother and Survivor coming up, what his thoughts of all new Blood versus Water with new cast. I love the concept. I'd just like to see what Brendan thinks of it. And, you know, like I said, just keep us in our prayers. Tuesday morning I came home and our vehicles was broke into and over probably $3,000 worth of damage done in my SUV. And so it's just been a crazy week for my family. And so just keep us in the prayers. And, you know, they say it comes in threes. Well, we've had our threes this week. I just hope that we're done. So
that
but we will see how it turns out. I just cannot believe that people can be just so low and destroy someone's property the way that they did. And, you know, my girlfriend was like, you know, I kind of feel violated. I said, you know, absolutely. You know, they come into our space and destroy our stuff. I mean, it's just crazy. But there was 12 other homes that got hit, so it wasn't just like ours. But, you know, it still kind of stinks. But anyways, we're going to get on a positive note the best we possibly can. We want to say thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of this show. People in podcasts, the archive listeners, the chat room, and people on the phone. It is going to be a good night. We're going to continue to go like we always do. I'm very excited. I am very sad that Donnie went home. I have to say, I love Derek. I feel like he's playing an amazing game. But I have to say that I'm glad that Team America was not awarded any money this week. And some people are going to say that's harsh. But you know what? I feel like that if they took on the role of saving Donnie this week, they would have won the $5,000.
Yep.
You know, and sometimes...
You're excited that Donnie went home?
I am not excited that Donnie went home.
Oh, okay, I thought you were excited that Donnie went home.
I'm excited that Team America did not win the $5,000.
Oh, okay.
And the reason is I feel like if they saved Donnie, they would have won that $5,000.
I totally agree with you.
I agree.
I was just going to say, Cowboy, they showed enough on the episode like last night, I think, of Donnie trying to pitch, let's do a Save Donnie challenge with him having such a huge fan base. When they turn that down, I'm sure the fan base that just is in love with Donnie were so upset that they didn't want to reward them for that. Now, it was a cute little skit, but I think they set it up to lose when they turned down Donnie's suggestion. Don't you guys think?
Absolutely. I think they would have won $5,000 if they saved Donnie. I think that Donnie has more fans than obviously Derek and I don't know about Frankie. Frankie does have a large following, but so does Donnie. I mean, how cool is it that Bold and the Beautiful wants Donnie to come and be a part of that? Because you know how incredible and honoring it is to be asked to do stuff like that. And for them to reach out to Donnie like that, you know what? Donnie's got a huge future just the way that he acted, and I'm so excited.
I want to mention that I had turned on the feeds when they had gotten up this morning, and they got up really late, and Donnie was in his normal spot sitting on one of the nomination chairs by himself, and all of a sudden you could see that tears were streaming down his face. He couldn't stop crying, and I have no explanation as to why, except he was realizing that he was likely going home, and he was just sad. But lots of crying this season, isn't there, Jerry?
Yes, it seems like most of it is coming from the guys, which
from the boys.
Here is what I say about the boys in the Big Brother house.
I know you got more tears to shed, man. Well, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
They all seem to be crybabies.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, they do. But, no, it's sad to see him go. I also love Nicole.
Go ahead. I felt bad when they were doing the messages for everyone, and Derek saw his baby.
Oh, that was so cool. They did something like that on BB Canada this past season, where they got to get actual visits from their family members. But that was so cool. I think they did that also in season 14. They got a few messages. But that was so moving, and what a perfect video to end with from all the family members. That was so wonderful. Poor Derek. I mean, it just had to tug at his heart.
Yeah, I mean, we've never seen anything like that where, you know, all of them got a video, and it tears me up to see stuff like that, because, you know, I got a phone call, you know, in my season, and it's sometimes tough, you know. I saw Derek, you know, see his little girl and just kind of relate, you know, just hearing my son's voice and, of course, my ex-wife's voice as well, and just, you know, literally just melt and be in the moment like, you know what, they're the reason why I'm here. And I feel like, you know, he is one of the best players in this season. And, I have to say that I really could see the police in him when Victoria goes down and he's all about trying to get her safe. And I felt like, you know, we have seen, you know, so many police instincts in Derek this whole season.
True. He's let, you know, a few of them kind of come out when they were doing the whole house watch, and he was
the neighborhood
patting
watch,
people
yeah.
down. Yeah, the neighborhood watch. He was patting people down, and I thought, I wonder how many times he's done that before.
Yeah.
There's been a few things that's kind of come out, you know, that you can really tell. He really reads people very, very well. That's one of his best traits.
Yeah, he does read people well. He also does, and those that are able to do this in Big Brother are always successful. He always starts with agreeing with somebody's point of view, or at least showing that he's thinking that it might be a good idea. And he doesn't just dictate things. He says, you know, you got, you know, a point there. But then after he does that, then he adjusts. If he doesn't agree with it, he adjusts his approach and comes up with, you know, valid reasons, believable reasons for, you know, to change that those thoughts. So
that's a great trait to have, though, when you can throw out an idea and, you know, it's sort of like being the instigator, what they call it. You know, when you can throw out an idea and get somebody else to carry it through. So it's basically your idea, but somebody else says, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Let's do that, you know, and then they go ahead and do it. And you can kind of sit back and watch it all take place. You know, that's when you're sort of masterful at your own game. And that's what he's doing.
Just to let Jason know, we have country girl in there whose name is Jordan, but she goes by Jay. So sorry for some confusion there for JTV. And you said hi to Jay, and Jason said, hi, Jerry. Anyway, it's confusing. I want to mention, I was hoping she'd pop in here. Maybe she will at some point. But did you guys happen to see that Mappy got a tweet on air tonight? Right after Donnie was evicted. I kind of wanted to hopefully hear, because she said when they heard the applause going from the crowd, and I so believed that crowd was probably giving Donnie a standing ovation, and I believe that in my heart, and I thought, come on, show the audience, because I just have this gut feeling that people were standing when he came out there, because it was quite a reception and applause. But Mappy tweeted, hear that? It's the detonator's timer ticking down. Hashtag implosion imminent. But that's our friend Mappy, who got
Marianne.
A tweet on. She's just
yep,
Marianne. But how about
that's so exciting,
guys,
when you get a tweet?
Oh,
that goes,
I know.
On
you
air.
Got what was it? What was it? Big Brother that you had one on? It was, or was it a different show?
No, it was Big Brother that I got one on. Yeah.
But I also, certainly, this was a really good episode. It was an emotional up and down, but it was also enjoyable, of course, seeing the family videos. But how about the dual hometown visits with Cody's and Christine's families?
You know, I still have to say, I wish that Jeff was there. I think that he would have made it so more, I think, you know, in busting Tim's butt. I don't know. I know that's very hard for Tim, and I think I laughed because, you know, when he said, Cody's a good-looking dude, but so am I. You know, and I just started laughing just because, I mean, I don't know. Cody just don't seem like Christine's type. You know, and, you know, you see Tim, you see the tattoos, and you see the gauged ears, and it's just, I don't know, to me it's just night and day.
Even Cody's sister, who is drop-dead gorgeous, holy cow, I got a glimpse of her in his HOH pictures, but you never really see much of him. She wants him to stop. Angelina is her name. But I just thought that was, you know, pretty well put together, and it was pretty unanimous from mother, father, brothers, you know. stop it. That's too much. You've gone over the line. I mean, and I thought it was funny that Tim says when he sees, you know, Cody at the finale, he's going to rub his hair to see what the magic is. You guys didn't think that was funny, huh?
Yeah, I was sending a message in the chat room.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Jordan, holy cow, you sure did.
Jordan's boyfriend doesn't want to watch the game anymore because of Donnie getting evicted. And I said, well, he has to have the satisfaction of watching the people who did this to Donnie get their butts booted out of the house. This is his first season, so he doesn't know how much fun it is to, you know, see those who did this to Donnie get their just reward, you know, and see them get
right.
their butts booted out, you know.
Every,
so,
Matt, if you're listening, I've been there so many, I know Cherry has too, I've been there so many times when one of your favorites leaves, and it is hard. It is really hard, and you feel like, okay, it's over for me, but it's not, right, Cherry? I mean,
we've all said, I'm not watching anymore. This is it. I'm done. My favorite's gone. I'm not watching no more. But then you have to stay because you want to watch those who did this to your favorite squirm when their butts are sitting in those orange chairs and they're going through the torture of being, you know, about to be evicted and they're begging for their lives and, you know, squirming and they get their butts evicted and go to jury, you know. And then, you know, in finale, whoever is left is begging for, you know, their life to be voted for. And so eventually it all comes out in the wash. But we do get to vote for the America's Choice. And, you know, it's fun to go ahead and watch it till the end, even if your favorite does get voted out. It's good to stick with it.
Did you see those who
did that to your favorite get there just in the end and then be able to vote for the favorite, the America's Choice, and hope that, you know, the one you voted for wins. And, you know, there's a lot still left in the game. There's a double eviction coming up next week. That's going to put another monkey wrench in the whole game.
Oh, yeah.
Let's bring them up. We've got Jordan and Matt on the switchboard. And
They didn't push one, though. Hopefully they're ready.
Well,
while you're doing that, I did see what you wrote in there, Jordan. I had made a comment about how pretty Cody's sister was, and Jordan in the chat room says, she sound like Caleb. I thought it was funny, at least.
I don't know exactly what time Brandon's calling in, but let's talk to Jordan and her boyfriend, Matt. So let's bring them up. We've got Hi, Jordan.
Hey, y'all.
And? Hi, Matt.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good. I'm under a trailer right now.
Ah. I hear that you're upset that Donnie's gone. We all are.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't think the show's worth watching anymore.
Aw. You have to stick with it now and see, get the satisfaction of watching the people that did that to Donnie get their just reward. Watch them squirm when they're getting evicted.
Right.
Just last week he was talking about buying all the seasons and watching them.
Yep, that's a good idea. I tell you, there's some great seasons. The earlier seasons are awesome. You have to get season 5 and watch Cowboy season for sure.
You're not missing anything. I lost.
You came in second.
But
But at least if you were a fan of me and I didn't win and you say you wasn't going to watch the show, well, it was the last one for the season. So, I mean, it's one of those things where I'm very blessed that I literally went, you know, to the end. And I'm very blessed of, you know, everything that's been, you know, my way. But, you know, I even watched the only thing I really have watched was the last show, the finale, just hoping that the votes would change.
Well, he's at least seen Cowboy. I showed him the, I got a picture hanging up of me, you, and Dad, so he's at least seen me.
Okay, give me a second. So I'm literally going to three-way Brandon. I'm calling him right now. He told me to give him a call, so I'm going to have him on shortly.
Well, why don't we keep talking?
I went to get my. I had been brewing coffee and I got up to get it, but I was listening and all of a sudden, I didn't hear anybody talking.
So,
all right, Brandon is on the pod with us.
Hey, what's up, Beth?
Hi, Brandon.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
So, Brandon, are you watching Big Brother this season?
A little bit.
So who's your favorite in the house?
Probably. I want to say. What's that girl's brother's name? The gay dude. He's pretty funny.
Oh, Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie.
So did you have a chance to watch what happened tonight?
No. I'm actually with. My girlfriend, we're over here hanging out with my babies, working out and stuff.
Oh, that's cool. So how's life been treating you, buddy?
It's been good, man. I've just been chilling, man. I'm here in North Carolina with my kids and just enjoying our time. It's my little girl's birthday, so.
Well, happy birthday to your little girl. And,
thank you, man. I appreciate it.
So, obviously, the new cast of the new Survivor came out. What do you think of the new cast and the twist of Blood versus Water again?
I didn't even watch the last couple of seasons, so I'm not sure.
Well, I tell you what, it's, you know, I like the concept. I think it's gonna be a good show, but they've got. One of the girls, or two girls that was on Amazing Race this year that's going to go on there. So I feel like it's going to be a good season overall, yeah. I hope. But back on Big Brother, what do you think about, what did you think about Team America? Do you think that was a fair thing? Did you like the twist?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. It ain't bad. What's up?
Did you like the double HOH?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was definitely exciting. It was different.
Well, I tell you, I know it's, you know, probably obviously it changes each year, you know, with, you know, reality shows and Big Brother has, you know, changed. But I tell you what, I wish, to be honest with you, I hope we get a chance, you know, to see Willie back in the house. I was a huge fan of Willie. And, you know, I think he would have been perfect for this season because I think he would have livened up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. He's definitely more exciting than what had happened.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that was just a fluke thing. I really do. I mean, I actually liked Willie. You know, I feel like it just kind of went the wrong direction. I feel like that was was able to get into the diary room and just cool off. I think it probably would have went down differently.
Yeah, definitely would have been a different outcome. But yeah, it's definitely exciting, man. Ever since, you know, Survivor and stuff, I don't really watch reality TV anymore, so it's hard answering any kind of questions because, you know, I've moved on from all of that. You know, I just kind of live my life. Yeah, baby. Hey, actually, here's my son. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Tell me your name, baby.
I'm Elijah.
Say, I'm the next
Hi, Elijah.
Superstar.
I'm the next superstar.
Aww.
Tell me what you think about your daddy. Tell me what you think about daddy. He said, he whispered in my ear, what do I think about you, daddy? Well, I think you love your daddy. You can tell
Brandon,
him that.
How old is Elijah?
Tell him how old you are, baby.
I'm 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
He sounds like a doll.
I have to say, you know, Brandon, I love Jordan Survivor, and I know you get that. You really stood for what you believed in, and one thing that really stood out was your family, and I know how big your family means to you. And, you know, people that's listening and, you know who Brandon Hantz and, you know, of course, his uncle's Russell Hantz and his Hantz that played Big Brother. You know, the thing is people don't understand that this is a very stressful industry. And, you know, when you play any type of reality show like that, I actually, you know, went away from reality TV after season 5 for 3 years. And so sometimes you just got to break away and have your time and figure out who you are. And, you know, I can respect that because I did the same thing. And I want you to know that I want you to follow your dreams. And I don't want anything that, you know, that has happened to you because of reality TV change you, because you are an amazing young man. And I see good stuff coming from you.
I really appreciate it, man. That means a lot, bro. A lot of people misjudge me because of TV and shit like that, but I really don't care about TV, bro. I honestly don't. When people ask me about it, it's more annoying than anything. I mean, I try to be nice to my fans and stuff as much as possible, but it gets to a point where it's like, you know, I don't mind doing these kind of things because you're a good friend of mine, you know. That's cool, but when it comes to just, you know, random people, it's just like, you know, it's been so long, and I've got so much more things in life that are more important to me. I got 3 beautiful babies,
yes,
and possibly one on the way as well. So.
Oh,
really?
Wow, congratulations, brother!
Possibly, yeah. I might have 4 deep, so that's definitely gonna be exciting.
Wow! You heard it here first on the Grand Reality Show.
I know that you, you know, you're doing family time, and, you know, I wanted to get you on. We haven't had you on in a while, and I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you. And I just, my biggest thing, I want you to keep your head up high. And it looks like sounds like you're doing really well. And, you know, I really, you know, every day, you know, just hug and kiss your kids and tell them how much you love them because, you know, I tell you what, you know, I raised, you know, my 3 kids, you know, by myself for 4 years. And, you know, we've had a rough week this week. And, you know, between a teenage girl and my mother being in ICU, you know, family's everything to me. And, you know, you have your good moments and you have your bad moments. And, but that, at the end of the day, they're your family.
Yeah, life's short, man. Like, for me, it's like, look, man, all this stuff, people got to understand is, like, look, when I started doing reality TV, it was extreme. You know how it is, Cowboy. It's just like it's an extreme burst of popularity, extreme stuff you never experienced in your life, women that's throwing themselves at you just because of stupid TV and, you know, stupid shit like that. Like, it gets to your head, and it's a phase, man, and people don't understand. It's like life's short. The things that are most important to you are the people that are close to you, like your family and even some friends, like it doesn't matter, man. It's like I'm not all about fame, and honestly, I'm not all about money either. Money's great and all that stuff, but when it comes down to it, man, I'd rather live a poor life and be happy with the people that are around me than surrounded by sharks and have rich and a lot of money. So, you know, it taught me a big life lesson, put things in perspective, and, you know, it's something that just made me stronger for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Brendan, I tell you what, you know, I want to say that, you know, I appreciate you calling in and being a part of this and, you know, visiting with us. And I know from the Rad Reality Show to you and your family, you know, we wish you all the best of luck and good luck with hopefully, you know, with your fourth child, everything comes out smoothly, y'all being our thoughts and prayers. And, Brendan, you know the open invitation, like you said, you know, we're like family. And, you know, I got to meet you and your father in an incredible place in Louisville, Kentucky, and it was amazing bonding.
Yeah, dude, wow, we got to do that again, man. I'll definitely come down there and visit you one of these days, bro, for sure.
Absolutely. All right.
Hey,
you go and plug your
baby. Wait a minute, Cowboy. Brendan, before you go, you talked about, you know, you're done with TV and reality TV. We do know that you guys were shopping around a Hans reality show. Is there any news on that front, or can you say?
Well, that's really up to the network, man. We're dealing with the network right now, and you know, that stuff takes time, man. We filmed quite a bit and stuff like that, so it's just really up to them and what is best for. Because there's seasons for everything, there's times for everything, and we're just, you know, I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket. I got real life to live, and reality TV isn't always a reality. So when it comes down to it, like it really honestly, it doesn't matter to me. But you know, it'd be fun. Don't get me wrong, it'd be fun. But for sure, I want to say, Cowboy, I'm definitely I've seen your water challenge. And I'm definitely going to do that because you did it, man. Hey, I swear to you, I wasn't going to do it because when I seen you do it, I was like, man, I got to do this, so I'll do it for you, bro.
Well, I appreciate it. It was, you know, I had to do it because I got called out by Julie Chan. And, you know, yeah. I think it's all about fun, but at the end of the day, it does help awareness of ALS. And, you know, I tell you what.
We have to post all those videos on the reality show group page, too.
Oh, awesome. Okay. That's incredible. Well, Brendan, I want you to know that I'm a huge Hans fan, and I know there's a lot of people that are, and we will support all of you guys, whatever decisions y'all make. And we just cannot wait to see the future of Hans.
Awesome, man. Well, we love y'all, man. Elijah, come say bye to everybody, baby.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, buddy. You be good for your daddy.
Bye,
yes, sir.
Sweetie.
Thank you, Brendan, so much.
All right, well, y'all have a good night, man.
You too. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Brendan. God bless, hon.
A whole new meaning. Brendan is really a good kid. He really is. And, you know, so the people that's listening, you know, the thing is reality TV can be tough. And, you know, it was very tough for Brendan. And, you know, we saw.
He was so young when he went on the show. You know,
he
was.
He was like, what? He was 20 years old, wasn't he?
I think he was younger than that.
Yeah, 19, 20 years old, and that is really huge. I was 23 years old, and it still affected me, you know, and so I can only imagine going and, you know, following your uncle's footsteps. I mean, I can only imagine going through that experience. And I'm very honored and blessed. I feel very humbling that, you know, he called in to be a part of the show because he respects me. And, of course, you know, I'm really close with his father, and which everyone knows Sean Hance, that was on Flipped Off with Russell Hance. And, you know, I tell you what, I mean, that family is very great reality by all means. But for a young boy, you know, I totally respect him stepping back and, you know, finding who he is. Sometimes you have to do that because, I mean, sometimes you feel like you owe the world everything because, you know, the world wants you. But, however, you know, it's you have to find a balance and be able to control both things. You know, I do give back, but what a lot of people don't know is I took a break from reality TV myself. You know, I took about a three-year break, well, two-year break. I came back for All Stars, and of course, I've stayed with it since. But sometimes you do have to break away, and because it is very stressful, and you know, there's Brandon's more focusing on his kids, and there is nothing wrong with that.
Oh, absolutely not. And kids upon kids upon kids upon kids.
Absolutely, you know. It was really great hearing his son's voice. That was the first time, you know, I've ever heard his son's voice. And it's just sweet to hear a young, innocent voice like that. And, you know, you can tell that he really cares a lot about his children, and I'm very happy for Brandon, and you know.
Well, I am too, Cowboy. I thought maybe we would be maybe touching on Survivor a bit with him, but I totally understand where his head's at. But
absolutely,
I did take a few notes. One thing is where Survivor is taking place was the last place that his Uncle Russell did Survivor on the Redemption Island one when he and Boston Rob were on, and that was
yep,
and they were on that same Jerry wrote it down, I can't remember, sold to something or other, and the last time Survivor was there was I think for that season, the third season that Russell was on. But Jerry, also you touched on it. Any people that are fans of The Amazing Race certainly know the Twinnies, right, Jerry?
Twinnies, yes. It is Survivor San Juan del Sur.
Thank you.
But did you look, Paul, did you have a chance to see the cast of The Amazing Race?
I have not yet. Has that been released as well, Cowboy?
It has. It released today. We have two Survivor members on Amazing Race.
Oh,
so it's almost like they've swapped. And we have Soul Surfer on this season of Amazing Race.
You got who?
The Soul Surfer, the young lady that lost her arm in a shark attack.
Yes. I saw her. She's amazing. She was on an episode of The Biggest Loser. They took a trip off the campus of Biggest Loser, and she was there to inspire them, you know, to do great things. And she is. And I've seen her story before too. She is an amazing woman, but
she's beautiful too. Oh my gosh!
Absolutely.
You can go to CBS and you can watch the video of, oh my gosh, I just went break. The host, which they just got an Emmy, so congratulations to Amazing Race for that. But it's talking, it goes
Phil
through
Keegan.
All the players. Yeah,
Phil Keegan. Yeah.
Yes, it talks about Phil talking about the Amazing Race and. And then it shows all of the contestants and their story. And it just was released today. So So
right. And the other cowboy, Chi-Town Joe in the chat room, gave us a reminder as well that Big Brother's Jesse Young Guns Goddard's, his tag team partner in wrestling, is on the Survivor, this Amazing Race season as well. So there are a couple.
The WWE. Oh my gosh, she's freaking hot! Oh my goodness, she. I would.
No. This is a male. I don't know his name because I don't watch wrestling. But he's a team. Tag team partner, he wrestles, not the female.
Okay, well, his partner is beautiful.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so his partner for it is beautiful. Because I saw it, and oh, my gosh, she's a brick house. You'll have to go and watch the video, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay, now I understand. I got you. The other interesting thing is it's not a Redemption Island, but they're bringing back Exile Island, and I'd actually kind of was foggy on that, but then I remembered what Exile Island was about. But here's the twist. They will face off against their loved one in a duel, and if the loved one wins, they get a reward, and the other one is exiled to Exile Island.
I mean, oh, wow.
That's just cruel.
Wow.
They haven't had the Exile Island for a while. So
it has been a long time, but as they go to Exile Island, they get, I remember that's when I really fell in love with now I'm forgetting that cute little blonde pinup girl. Her name. We're all having brain farts, but she went to Exile Island, I remember, all by herself. But they can find a clue to the hidden immunity idol, which when I saw that, I thought, nobody needs clues anymore, right, Sherry?
You know, I tell you what, I think Amazing Race and Survivor is really going to be a good season this year. And I'm really looking forward to watching both. I haven't been really, you know, the thing is I don't keep up with Amazing Race as much as I used to. And, but I feel like, you know, with the Soul Surfer, I believe I read there's someone that was on Nashville Star on there this season. You have, wrestlers from WWE, you have a NFL football player. No, that's actually on Survivor. They're coming together. But there's some good casting for both shows. So I feel like it's going to be very entertaining.
Yeah, I agree. There's one father in Survivor, Blood versus Water. There's one father-daughter, one mother-daughter, one father-son, one set of brothers. We already talked about the 20s, the sisters. And then there's four couples, of which only one is married. And apparently they were supposed to have a lesbian couple on as well, but they had a medical emergency and had to pull out. So instead of 20... Yeah, instead of 20, there's only 18. And for the first time, from what I read, this is the first time there's an uneven female-male thing, because there's a gay couple, two guys, and two girls pulled out. So now there's more guys because of that.
Wow. I mean, I tell you what, it's just so crazy. I mean, I hope they kind of show that. I mean, I kind of like to see why they pulled out. You know, of course, they did Bop and Mart, theirs. But, of course, that was a different situation. Everyone knew who they were, and they had to show that. So I'm curious to see if they will talk about a lesbian couple like you were saying. I wonder if they were into that where they will, you know, touch base of what happened.
I'm not laughing at you, Cowboy. Sometimes I see something in the chat room that just sets me off there, but
yeah. Oh, no big deal, no big deal. So real quick, I want to talk on double eviction on Thursday. I tell you, it's getting to the nitty-gritty. You know, I think on Joker's updates, we're not watching the live feed right now, but I guess on Joker's updates, Frankie was ahead.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I have them muted and been watching it. Nicole took one of the most classic falls I've ever seen in this camp. Oh, I hope she's okay. Holy crap. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
We're going to have so many shows to watch. I have to mention another one. We have Survivor and the Amazing Race coming up after Big Brother ends, and we also have Utopia. But don't forget, everyone, that Celebrity Rehab is coming up too, and Evil Dick is going
kidding.
To be on it. So please don't forget that.
When does that premiere? September?
That is coming up real soon.
Joe's,
it's starting
tonight?
I'm trying to look up.
Wow.
Is somebody giving us info in the chat room? Because I'm trying to.
Chi-Town Joe, if he's responding to us, because there's sometimes a delay, he says that starts tonight.
Oh, my gosh. If it does.
is Frankie still in the lead?
He is. Unfortunately, when I'm glancing at these feeds, he is on one of the ends. And as often happens, the cameraman doesn't pan over to either of the end ones. And I have not seen Caleb or Frankie's for a while.
Hmm. Wow.
Did you find anything, Cherry?
The first one I'm showing is in September, but
it was because of the delay from us talking in the chat. He's talking about Utopia. Utopia's first TV episode is September 7th, but we will actually, unlike Big Brother, we will get to start watching the live feeds tonight. How many days is that? 9 days before the first TV episode, we'll be actually being able to watch the live feeds from Utopia.
Awesome.
But Utopia, in the first week, it will air 3 episodes, Sunday, Tuesday, and Friday, and then for the next several weeks, it'll be every Tuesdays and Fridays. And I don't know if you guys have watched any scripted TV shows that will air like 7 or 8 episodes and say this is the end of the first half of the season, and then they'll say season 2, you know. Well, kind of like Survivor and Amazing Race have 2 seasons a year. They might very well do something like that with Utopia, where they'll air like 20 TV episodes. I don't think the feeds will go down, but there'll be like 20 episodes, and then they'll take a break for a while and say... Yes?
Maybe.
Did you say Paul?
No.
I thought I heard
but
that, too.
Jordan and Matt are still hot on mic. I forgot about that. They're so quiet. But, Jerry, I read where they start with 15. I can't remember what they call them. You know, like we have house guests, we have castaways, we got racers. I don't know what the Utopia people are called, but they start with 15. And amongst those 15, they will, I assume once a week, nominate two members from that group of 15 for eviction. Then America, or the feed watchers, will actually pick two people, I assume from a choice on the internet. They will vote two people to come in, new people. They will show up, two people. And however they do it, one of those of the two new people will immediately leave. They will immediately leave, and then there'll just be one new returnee. That new returnee all of a sudden gets total power and makes a decision of who of those two nominated by the Utopians gets voted out. They're the single vote. So it will be a constant 15 people.
Wow.
That's what I read from the way it's gone. And it was apparently quite a success. It's been going on 7 months now in the Netherlands.
Wow.
And, yes, Utopia is on the Fox network. It is also airing. It will be airing. The first week we'll have three episodes. They're calling it part one, two, and three of the premiere. And then the subsequent weeks will be Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's going to air twice a week. I think in the Netherlands they were airing an episode like five times a week.
Oh, wow.
But the interaction, wow. And I did look. Jerry, did you play around with the viewer? The
I haven't piece? Yet. I haven't
it
yet.
It looks
I
like it's really cool. You can open up a video window, and there's a little floating icon that says, would you like to open up two feeds side by side? And you click on it, and two different feeds are side by side. And if you want to hear the audio from one of the sides, you just move your mouse and hover your mouse over that window, the one on the right, let's say. You want to hear that. And if you want to hear the other one, you move your mouse and hover it over the left window, and you can hear the audio from that one. It looks like a pretty good little setup.
And it starts at $5 a month, right?
You can get limited feeds free, that you get two camera feeds. But if you pay $5 a month, you get four cameras plus a camera that you can manipulate. You can zoom it in. You can pan it back and forth. So there's some benefits to getting that. Hey, we got a good question about Big Brother for you, Cowboy.
Okay.
This is from Redwine. Give your feelings about each of the seven remaining house guests the remaining players in Big Brother right now on what you either think of them or how they're going to do.
Well, obviously it's a tough question to be in, but I will do it. First off, I'm going to get out of the way what I feel like is the worst to least. I don't know if I totally like how Christine played this season of Big Brother. You know, I've been, you know, engaged playing that game and still didn't act like that. There's a way to flirt and still be fine because we're human. Flirting is okay, but the way that I felt like she's handled herself, I feel like I wouldn't play. So I feel like, you know, I don't know if I would necessarily like to see her go one and two. Victoria has been a floater the whole game. No competitions won or nor close to winning. And I feel like it would be kind of bad to see her one and two. Trying to think. Frankie, I like Frankie, but most part, does Frankie need the money? Yes, it does go to charity. You know, it's just one of them things where that's a tough one. However, I mean, he is playing the game. He's probably the top three in this season. Very, very competitive. I do see him being in the top three. Derek, playing the probably best game of them all, we will see him in the top three. I like to see Derek win just because I think that he could use the money, and I feel like if you're going to reward someone that has played the game, he would be someone that probably deserves to win the game because he has played the game. Cody, a floater as well. You know, only won, what, I think two HOH or one. Not really that powerful, not making huge decisions in the game. I think that he's probably going to be put up on the block with Nicole. That's how I feel. I feel like he's going to be, it'll be Cody or Christine up on the block with Nicole if Nicole does not win HOH. I just don't see Cody going far in the game. Nicole, the numbers are against her. I feel like her days are numbered. I just don't feel like she can pull off the veto competitions to keep herself in the game. I feel like that if she does, she might have a fighting chance at the end just because, you know, she's got some friends in the jury house. But, I mean, it's a tough one, and I'm hoping I – did I leave anyone out? I don't think I did. I think that's everybody. But I think that's pretty – I don't know. I liked Donnie. I'm one of them ones that I – it's a blow seeing him go out like he did. But, again, as a fan, I'm glad that he's getting – job offers like the Bold and the Beautiful write off. That shows me
I hope
that
he gets his job back at the school.
Yeah,
you know, because
I think
he
will
give up his job.
Yeah.
We have somebody on the switchboard that wants to come on air with us. Do you mind taking a call?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, let's bring him up. We have Mr. Chi-Town Joe with us. How are you, Chi-Town Joe?
I'm still getting over Zach being evicted last week. It took away everything from the feeds, actually. And, Cowboy, if you invite Donnie up to Toys for Tots, he's going to cry more than the kids when they get their toys.
I don't know. I cry probably more than the kids do, though.
Yeah, you do, too. So,
I do. I get emotional, you know. It's very – but, yeah, I mean, obviously, Donnie is on my huge radar to cast for this season. I'm a huge Donnie fan, and so is everyone else, and I feel like him giving to the kids like that, I think that would be up his alley to be a part of.
Oh, sure. Sure.
There'll be a new river called the BB River in New Hampshire.
He would enjoy it. And plus he gets snow, you know, so, you know, if it snows when you're up there, you know. So,
I know, right?
Yeah, true. But, you know, I kind of feel like Leah does in some respect, you know. It was Derek that got Donnie out tonight. It was nothing else than that. And when you watch the DRs, Derek lies in the DRs, and that I don't like. But that's my own personal opinion. You know, I know he needs the money for his young daughter and his wife, and that would be great. You know. but I wouldn't care if he lost. You
know? All right. I'm just going to interrupt here. I understand what you're saying, Joe, about the DRs, but come on. We know that they are in those DRs all the time, and they're asked to say certain things over and over again. And would you repeat that? Would you say this part again? You don't know all of his DRs. They may have wanted him to say something about Team America, and that's what they chose to air on the episodes. We won't know until he comes out and says it. I understand the frustration because so many people loved Donnie and what he says on the feeds and what he says in the DR sometimes don't match up. But you got to remember, they choose what
they do
to air as far as the DRs, right, Cowboy?
They do.
Yeah.
I mean, there was things that I talked about that obviously didn't get out there. There was things I said I was hoping would get out there. And, you know, that's why when I say you're not only playing the game against the people in the house, you're playing against the producers. And sometimes that can be very tough.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. I think that it was kind of funny that when how Julie said tonight about how they didn't win the money and they talked to Frankie, and then Frankie's face when she said no, I mean, was just magical, you know, because maybe they'll finally realize Frankie and Derek by doing that, like you were saying, and everybody was saying earlier, that was the deal, right? As far as especially last night's feeds, what was, I think the only reason they got a no was because of Donnie, because they got him out of there, you know. And if they go on with it, which I don't think they will, but if they go on with it, they'll go on with it with just the two of them left. Because that's
what
Julie was
tonight,
saying.
Joe, you know, when they wanted to find a way to keep somebody in the house, and you can, you know, imagine who I'm talking about. They found a way to bring out a coup d'etat or a Pandora's box to keep their favorite people in the house. But when it's America's favorite player, you know, there's no Pandora's box or coup d'etat to be found.
No.
And they knew how America felt. They knew. They're not dumb. They know that America didn't want to see Donnie walk out of that house. But there was no Pandora's box or coup d'etat for Donnie.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of heartbreaking to see, you know, they knew by the answer to that challenge how America felt.
Oh, sure.
And, and you know, they could have brought out a Pandora's box or a coup d'etat or, you know, some way to save Donnie in some, you know, some magical way. Because it's been done before. We've seen it happen on Big Brother.
Sure.
But it didn't happen for Donnie, and it's heartbreaking, you know. I just wish there would have been a coup d'etat tonight or a Pandora's box or some sort of twist that would have offered him a way to stay. Because that's what America wanted to see. And it just didn't happen. So, you know, it's sad to see that, you know, when it's one of their favorites, their pets, they, you know, they can bring those things out, but when it's America's favorite, it doesn't happen. And
you know, that's almost I think it's America's wants the Dallas Cowboys to win the Super Bowl as well. But
yeah.
We just can't pull it off.
That's
true. Yeah. I'm watching Dallas with Denver, and Denver's just kicking all over Dallas. Dallas hasn't even won a preseason. It's not looking good for us.
Yeah, it's like JTV says there, Jason's saying, you know, the same thing, you know. I mean, they really went nuts the two times when Zach really was on the line, too, you know. And,
yeah.
I mean, how many Twitter followers and Instagram followers he has now is phenomenal. I think
right.
I can't think of
this whole season has been like the Frankie show. You know, this
yes,
whole
it has
season
been.
Has been like the season of Frankie Grande.
Yeah, and that I think that I didn't like that because then that's kind of like you got 16.5 million fans of hers, and she writes to her fans,
right?
About it,
she does,
you know. About him and all that. And I was really, really, you know, rather shocked that I think the feeders finally got their words in last night with voting like you and Rich and everybody did, that finally saw that they weren't going to let Donnie stay and got it in and said, that's it, you know. Get rid of him. And then last night they were talking about getting rid of Frankie.
Wow.
That's the girls.
Right.
So that might happen. You might see Frankie. Then that'll be really something else.
Right.
But, yeah. But anyways, I wanted to say one thing, and Cowboy, because I want to say it because you're on. Nobody has mentioned it yet, but it's Big John's birthday today.
It is, yes.
I wish
you know, I wrote on his page, I told him I had a birthday present for him, but it's still in my toilet. But I'll find a way to dry freeze that and send that down to him.
Yeah. That thing with Utopia, I bought the premium for the first month.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, it's only $4.99, and you can cancel it, you know. But
that's cool.
But the problem is I don't know how to download it because I'm on an Apple and it's really hard to download the app because it's really kind of set up for Windows and it's easier that way. I'm gonna have to fight it because they come.
All right, Joe,
yeah.
Maybe you and I can. Oh, I'm so busy. I can't do that right now.
No, I'm not asking you to do that, Paul. You know that.
I know you aren't, but that's what I think about when I hear somebody having issues with something
I'm technically
related.
Challenged.
Yeah, but the app, when you use the term app, that is related to a smartphone or a tablet or that type of thing. The only thing that I found I had to activate on the computer was a video type of, a multimedia type of application from Microsoft called Silverlight. That is the what runs the videos. But you otherwise, I don't know what you are trying to download, but we can try to work that out later. But it should be interesting. I think if they didn't do well in the Netherlands, it wouldn't still be on 7 months later. And one of the things John DeMaul said when it was ready to premiere over there last January, he says, if these guys are all kumbaya and harmonious and everything like that, we'll probably be off the air in a month. Hopefully there'll be some, good,
yeah, well, what the good thing, though, is, and you saw that, too, I think, Paul, is if you have the feeds. Now, I think it's for both, okay? But we're the only ones that can vote a person in or out of
the
series.
That's something I've always wondered about those of us Big Brother feeders. You know, certainly this year we did have the one vote was for the have-not extra foods. Only the feeders were able to vote on that, but that's what it does sound like in Utopia, that the feeders are going to be the ones that can vote in the two newbies.
Yeah, because it's going to be weird with them, just because when the feeds start is exactly the same time this group meets each other, because they've been in sequester, and they
for
go
10
into
days.
That.
Yep.
Huh?
They've been in sequester in a hotel room for like the last 10 days, and tonight apparently they're going to meet. And there's like well over 100 cameras, they said.
They said 130.
So I want to ask a question. So at midnight tonight, is that Central time that we literally get to watch everybody coming together for the first time?
Well, whenever it happens, because I think at midnight, our time, or who knows, maybe even, it has to be, they have to be out on the West Coast, because they can't go through a winter without anything. They are going to announce what time the feeds are going to come up. And that's when, if you go in at that time, you'll see them open these, they have these big gates, wooden gates, and the walls are made of all old stone.
That is so cool.
And we'll see, you know, it's like another new Big Brother versus Survivor in a way, you know.
Right.
So it would be great to see them meet each
for
other
the first
because
time.
They're more your age, Mike, than anybody else, you know. And you might be more interested in that, you know.
Joe, did you watch the first 15 videos?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a diversity. I mean, there's
a
devout Christian who sounds like he's ready to go in there and convert everybody. There's a woman that's into, what's it called?
Anything.
Polonius or poly whatever. She's
not just into it. Yeah,
polyamorous or something.
Polyamorous.
Thank you, sweetie.
There's a pregnant girl.
Yeah,
a pregnant woman already is saying she hopes to give birth while she's there, so that she hopes to stay long enough. And there is a guy that looks like he was right off of the Moonshiners, whatever that reality show was, right from the back hills, no teeth.
He's funny.
I have to ask. Jordan is being so quiet. I feel like she never gets
Jordan.
To say a word. Jordan, are you planning on watching Utopia?
No, I was my final semester of college. I barely got time to watch Big Brother.
Aww. You
so
can
I'm
at least
not
watch.
Planning.
Oh, you can get the feeds for free.
Yeah, I
it's
wonder how any of my
year.
You think my professors will take that as an excuse to why I don't do my homework?
Yes. Absolutely, they would.
We can't corrupt this girl. She has done so well in college. I cannot be the one to corrupt her.
There you go.
All right. Well, guys, you know, I hate to get off here, but I am gonna exit off, and it's been a long week. I'm gonna exit off. I might take a quick nap before Utopia, but I am curious. I didn't realize it. Is going to show us the live feeds coming into meeting each other. I think that's kind of cool to kind of witness. That's kind of, you can't get that on any other reality show like that.
Yeah,
so,
and are they going to tell each other what they really are in real life?
I mean, if they're not the ones voting each other out, why not?
Well, you never know. But there's no money involved, I don't think.
Well,
and I don't know how you go on.
They're getting a stipend.
Small.
You can't go a year without not working. I'm sorry, you just can't. I mean, they're getting paid very well. It's and we'll probably find out within time when probably after it's over, someone will leak out how much they got paid. But in the gist of something like that, I wouldn't go on a reality show for a year if I didn't get paid good money.
Well, they're looking for more people, you know, Cowboy. You could sign up right online.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Hey, sign me up. Let's do it. Let's put a petition. And that's, you know, he's a creator of Big Brother. Hey, let's put a Big Brother on.
There you go. What Joe says is right. They'll continue to have auditions as long as the show is on, but their initial pool, they only had like around 5,000 auditioners, and they drew a pool from those 5,000, around 30 or 40 people, but they have to continue, you know, auditioning. So 5,000, you know, you probably could, you would have to have some, I think, skill to offer in this new community. I mean, there's people that are survivalists. There's people that, you know, are hunters. Boy, that one woman, Sherry, did you see that with the bow and arrow, the 6 foot tall?
Amazon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't like those shows.
But
sorry.
His name, by his name value, he'd be jumping to the front of the line. And he could cook.
There you go.
I could cook. Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, I love y'all. Y'all can continue. I appreciate y'all. And just so everyone knows, we are working on some things for next Thursday. But we will have Mike Mace from Redneck Island calling in next week and helping us with a double eviction week. And I think we're working on someone else, and we will let you guys know through Facebook or Twitter who that is later on. I love you guys so much. Please, please pray for my family and my mother. And
of course.
And I will keep y'all posted. And, you know, prayers to Joan Rivers again. I did not realize that until tonight, so I can only imagine what they're going through, and because I'm going through it as well, just probably not a worse situation. I think that my mother will come through and be, you know, part of everyday life. Joan Rivers, like Cherry was saying, probably won't, and that's tough. I mean, huge Joan Rivers fan. I watched her on Celebrity Apprentice. Huge fan of her.
I just checked. On an update on her, Michael, and Melissa did update everyone, and she is in a medically induced coma, and she is resting comfortably in the Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. So that's the latest word.
Wow. Well, and, you know, I have to, you know, I'm glad that Melissa is doing that. Because we all know that her and her mom has had their ups and downs. And just to have her by her side, I guarantee you her mom is smiling in her sleep. And hopefully everything will work out, and prayers to the doctors that they will be able. But, I mean, Joan Rivers, what? I mean, I could be wrong, but isn't she like 75, 80 years old?
81.
81. So, I mean, that's a long time.
She did a show last night. She you know, it was still going strong.
Wow.
So, and she was just having a throat procedure done today and apparently went into cardiac arrest. So, you know, she was still working her butt off at 81 years old. Looked amazing,
yeah.
And was still doing her reality shows on E! Network, and
wow.
Still going strong at 81. So
you know,
hopefully,
she,
you know,
she
she's going to have the best of medical care.
She reminds me so much of Betty White. Betty White is so active, doing so much. And yeah. I mean, when we lose Betty White, that's going to hit all of us as well. And, I mean, Joan Rivers is just like that. She's still doing shows. She's hard at it. And we take all that for granted, you know. And it's just
my icon.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I love you guys. I'll keep you posted. Prayers, please, I beg you. And I will talk to y'all next Thursday. Love you guys.
Love you too. Your mom will be in our prayers, Cowboy. Take care, babe.
Thank you.
Oh, he's gone through such a rough week. I do hope everyone keeps Cowboy and his mom and his family in their prayers. It's tough when friends go through such a rough time like he's going through. You want to do so much and you're so far away you can't help like you want to. And I was hoping that Dan would call in tonight, but I guess we're not going to hear from him. But we do wish Dan a happy birthday as well. And Jay, what do you think is going to happen next week with the double eviction?
I don't know. I think it all depends on who wins head of household this week. And, I mean, at least next week, one of the big key players are probably going to get the boot. So
they're saying right now it looks like Caleb is in the lead ahead of Nicole and Christine. I would really love to see Nicole pull a win out. But it looks like Caleb is leading, so doggone.
I've been rooting for Derek, but I want to see Nicole win the head of household just because I know she'll shake things up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Make it more interesting.
I think it would be great to have her sit in the head of household and have all of them sweating, not knowing what she's going to do.
See some major butt kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe then she could sleep by herself.
I think, of course, he'll be influenced by others in his ear, but I think Caleb would likely want to put up Christine and Nicole.
Of course. Well,
yeah,
I mean, we already know who he's going to. This has been such a predictable season.
Yep.
Everybody, it's been the whole house voting one way. There has been no surprises, no, I don't know. It's just been predictable.
It's always unanimous.
All the way through. Yep.
That's the bad thing.
And the other thing is, they have known what every challenge is coming up. They've known when the double evictions were coming up. You know, they've known everything that was coming up. Big Brother has gotten so predictable. It's bad when the house guests know what challenges are coming up when the double evictions are due. And they can sit in the house and say, okay, this week it's time for this challenge. This week it's time for this challenge. This week it's time, you know, this is the challenge that we're going to be having. And either somebody's feeding them information from the DR, which shouldn't be, or it's so predictable that they know which challenges are coming up. And, they're saying it on the feeds. They know which challenges are coming up, and that shouldn't be. It should be more interesting and more shook up. You know, they shouldn't know what challenge to expect when they walk out in the yard. They shouldn't know when OTEV is coming up. They shouldn't know when, you know, they shouldn't know what they're walking into when they go out to a challenge.
And then a lot of it's so dull because they're They're all chickens. Everybody's scared to make a big move. Like, I would have been impressed if Cody would actually took Donnie down and, you know, put somebody else up. And
I agree.
They're all chickens.
And gotten Frankie out when they had the chance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's the only way you're going to get Frankie out, I think, is on the second eviction next week. If, you know?
And then, I mean, I think some of them are playing the game pretty good, but as far as big moves or big plays, none of them, I don't think, deserves, you know, carrying that around. None of them have made a big move, a power move. They're all just picking off the weaker players and, I guess, going to fight it out in the end.
Been so predictable. And like you said, Joe, the entire house has voted together this entire season, and it takes a lot of the fun away, you know?
Yes, it does. That's why,
HOH competition was pathetic. I mean, that was basically handed to Cody. Handed to him.
His brother Paul's having a good time out in L.A., hanging out with Ryan and that, you know. So he's been out there with Brittany and because they have their viewing party on Wednesday at Club 11 with Rachel and Brendan and every week. And then it's funny watching. I've never watched Rachel until recently on that Fox show when she talks, and it's just kind of funny. She's still wearing all the sparkly stuff.
Wow, she is a glitter girl. She's
the glitter
beautiful girl.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
I'm still waiting for her. Yeah, she's doing great. Now, maybe they'll get pregnant.
I can't wait to hear that news.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great for her. You know. And
she
then
needs to be a mommy.
She sure does. And I think Brendan would
love
her too. Yeah. And Brendan would be a great father.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but and, you know, at this point, if I was in the jury house, I'd have to vote for Derek. Knowing what I know, you know.
Okay.
He's controlling the show.
I am kind of zooming in or trying to focus on this. It looks like this current order is Caleb, Frankie, Christine, and Nicole. Nicole keeps, it's almost like there's a leak in her thing. It just doesn't seem to be going up. And
they're
Derek
all going for the big
Derek,
money, though, right?
Derek is almost finished getting his $5,000. He's the only one going for that. And bless her heart, Victoria just does not give up. She's still plugging away, and she is so far behind, it's funny.
So even if Caleb doesn't win for some reason, Frankie's right behind him, and then Christine, and then Nicole. So Nicole is pretty much out of the running, huh?
Yep. Somebody needs to pull a hamstring.
They've all fallen
like all
a few
three
times.
People.
What is that stuff? I forgot. What did Michelle tell us? It was all lard? Something
Crisco,
like lard?
Like
or Crisco,
Crisco
yeah.
type of stuff?
Yeah. That's what they put on that surface.
Well,
so that makes it hard to go back
and understand. Forth. I think the key is somehow over time to have stayed in some exact lane that
they push the, you know, the deeper stuff off to the side, you know?
True.
And I think what early on, at least, I saw Caleb was doing a lot of sliding with his feet. And if you think about it, like you would squeegee something off of a window, his feet maybe squeegeed a nice little lane for him to go down. And other people are trying to do more walking. But I know that Caleb has a lot of stamina, and I have not seen him slow down at all. So, yeah, it's disappointing because I tell you, Caleb still gets under my skin. Some of his allies in the house are feeding into this, but they basically, like they told him that looks, oh, Amber's looking at you. She must like you. I've seen that too. And they're now telling him that he's probably a lock to win America's favorite player, and he believes it. He thinks he's America's favorite player. There is no way on God's earth that he is going to be America's favorite player. If you took Frankie's, you know, sister's votes out of the mix, Donnie would win it hands down, no question about it. Don't you think, Cherry?
Absolutely. Now all we can hope for is that Nicole wins the veto, because if we know she's going on the block. So if she wins the veto, Caleb's going to have to put one of the boys, could use Victoria, up on the block with Christine. But they'll have,
yeah, but then
you know,
Derek would go nuts.
Yeah.
Because that's his number two.
He wants,
yes,
Victoria with,
well,
his final two.
Yeah, right.
I think that, to me, the way I see it right now is Cody is Derek's Memphis, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
And that's not a bad strategy, because really, well, Cody has pulled out some things here at the end, though. I mean, Cody might have a better speech than Derek gives him credit for toward the end now. I mean,
well, I wasn't,
a few
no,
weeks
Jerry,
ago,
I
Cody
wasn't,
wouldn't have been able to say much, but now he's pulled out a few things. He's pulled out a few wins,
no,
and...
But let me clarify, Cherry, because I wasn't saying that Derek and Cody in the final two, you know, who would win. I'm just saying the relationship, as far as them taking each other to the final two, seems to me similar to the Dan and Memphis relationship. I think they are the tightest. I think that Cody is the tightest ally for Derek, and Derek is Cody's tightest ally. That's all I was getting at.
Yeah, because did you see the other, was it last night or the night before, where they were up in the HOH room asking people, feeders, to design the Hitman T-shirt?
Yep, yep. And then Derek is using Caleb. He's got Caleb kind of being loyal to he and Cody. He's certainly got Victoria, you know, somewhat loyal, and he's got he's even got a bit of Christine now. I mean, not Christine, a bit of Nicole now, which he's just positioned himself very, very well as far as knowing who would come after him. And if Caleb is up there, Derek is safe. You know, if Caleb is the HOH.
Yeah. I think Derek's safe no matter what next week, either one. You know, Derek's the only one that hasn't been
double eviction.
Yeah, well, I don't even. Derek hasn't been put up at all on the block this year.
No,
he's.
And I went back. I was just going to say, sir, I went back to see if Big Brother winners have gone through a whole season without being on the block, and there has not been a single winner that hasn't been on the block at least once.
Well, we might be seeing a first.
Yeah, just like the voting.
Oh.
We all can blame Louis. I'm sure Louis helped him out.
Well, Derek has played
a very good game in that.
One incredible game. I mean, he's ran that house since he stepped in the front door, and not many people can say that. I may not have liked every movie made. I certainly can't say that. But I will say that if any of us had the chance to walk in the Big Brother house and control the game from the moment we walked in the front door to the end of the game, we would all
do it.
The same thing. And
yes.
So I can't say anything bad about it. I mean, he's played an incredible game. And he's done it and maintained being a fairly likable guy. And that's a tough thing to do. He didn't have to get ugly and dirty to do it. So, you know, kudos to Derek.
I just keep on thinking back when you had his wife on and how she kept on talking about in detail how she would always wake up and he'd be watching the feeds constantly.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I just got another. The cameraman's finally giving us a good view. Looks like Christine might be like a half an inch above Frankie. I mean,
Whoa. They're
almost tied.
Neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
Well, if Christine's going to do something.
To them finishing the competition.
None of them, except for Caleb. Caleb may be halfway. That's all.
This is the first time they've shown a competition, though, this season
there
on the beats.
They always show this competition, the filling up the mugs. They always show that. But there is a, like a snowman has a carrot for a nose. The carrot is about halfway up the container.
Mm-hmm.
And Christine and Frankie have just passed the carrot nose by a little bit. Nicole is just under the nose. And I think Caleb's probably up to the eyeballs. So there is no way any of these people are going to catch up to Caleb unless he has some kind of a injury.
All right. Well, I think it's about time for us to wrap this one up. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. It doesn't sound like we can stay on here long enough to wait for that competition to end.
It's going to be another hour and a half, probably.
We don't have that much
TV.
Time.
They go to TVGN if they don't have the feeds.
Yeah, about the time that comes on. That comes on in an hour and 10 minutes.
No, it comes on in 10 minutes.
Yes, on eviction night, Joe, it starts at midnight our time.
Oh, I didn't know
Yep, and so you'll be able to see the finish probably on TVGN. Anyway, jam-packed show tonight, eh, Jerry?
Absolutely.
A lot of topics.
Well,
I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Just say some prayers for Cowboy and his mom, please. Look who popped up on the switchboard right as we were getting ready to say goodbye.
What are they still doing up? Quickly.
Hello? How are you?
We're good. We've had a busy night. Well, we're only 35 minutes into the show. We're that. Davey had his first starting game tonight.
Okay.
And it was about an hour and a half away from home, and we're just getting home.
I wanted to
We were wondering where you were.
I wanted
so what's
to,
wrong
before
with
we run out of time,
Thomas?
I want... Can I ask
Cowboy's
Mary a quick question?
Hospital. Well, she just asked about Cowboy's
ahead.
Mom. Cowboy's mom is in the hospital. Yeah, she's in ICU with kidney... her kidneys are failing, but they're doing a little better tonight, and so she's been in there for a few days, so as of tonight, they're doing a little bit better, and he's hoping that she gets moved to PCU tomorrow. So,
what's the difference between ICU and PCU?
That's just like a step.
Okay, we don't
ICU.
Have a PCU.
Yeah,
here.
We do. In Lexington, Mom was in PCU.
PCU is for the pediatrician.
Whatever. Okay, let Paul talk.
Okay, go ahead, Paul.
My quick question is, how do you feel about two amazing racers being on this season of Survivor?
Oh, you want to ask me?
You want to ask me? It'd be cool if it was anybody but the Twinnies, okay?
The Twinnies didn't, I don't think they should have been on the second season. They didn't have the ratings.
I agree.
And they should have never been on Survivor. So I honestly think they got something on CBS to be able to do all this.
Because, you know, it's not like they're the Cowboys or not like they're the Globetrotters or, I mean.
Well, I mean, they certain group, certain people you'd love to see on it.
Yeah.
But not them.
No.
So it did upset us a
I
lot.
I hope John Rocker picks up a seashell and throws his 99-mile-an-hour fastball right into her eye.
Who's that? 21 or 22?
And
Natalie or Naughty?
Congratulations.
Both of them. I hope it ricochets off one and hits the other.
I want to quickly say congratulations to another win by the Amazing Race at the Emmys. And
exactly.
Who was it that was giving the talk up there, the gray-haired guy?
That is Bertram Van Munster.
I was thinking
Bertram.
That was him. Okay, cool.
But now he is also, for a lot of people who don't know, the producer and the director of Cops.
Oh,
in which
no.
Cops had its first fatality ever.
Yes.
Its whole, like, 20-30-year run this year had its first fatality yesterday.
Yeah.
They were chasing after somebody, and the guy started, like, shooting rubber bullets, the suspect, and they didn't know there were rubber bullets, and they started shooting back and accidentally hit a sound man.
I don't know the whole story about Bert real quick, but he came to us and told us a little bit. His first job, his first real job.
He was a coal miner.
He was a coal miner.
Underground
and,
really?
And was, I don't know.
Ukraine?
I forget where it was.
It's in some other country.
I don't remember him telling his country. But he was scared to death. And he moved to California and ended up writing. And he became the director and producer of Cops.
But, yeah, he talked to us a lot about the coal mines, and he had so much respect for David.
Yeah, he just come up to me. He's like, well, when I used to do this, we used pick and shovels.
He was a young man. I had to
explain to him what a miner was and boater. And, you know, he didn't know. That's the only reason I got picked for the show.
Awesome.
Wow.
I just got another quick peek at Caleb's. He may finish before TBGN comes on, guys. He's probably about 30 minutes away from winning it.
Yeah, I'm watching it, too, even though we haven't even seen it.
To me, though, Caleb is lapping everybody.
But Caleb is saying he's cramping up, David. I told
you,
it's his endurance.
I know, and he's muscle. But what I'm saying is Nicole and Christine and even Frankie, they're getting more water in their little scoop.
Snow.
You know what I mean? Than Caleb is. Caleb's just lapped him 100 times.
Because on the computers we're watching live, and then on TV we're trying to catch up.
I'm just saying, can he keep it up? I hope so. But, I mean, you don't know.
Actually, I don't know.
We're
don't
down
know.
To 3 minutes,
Caleb.
Guys.
I like Caleb.
Well, they've got to close. They got to close.
Like
we
Caleb.
Just want to tell you all we didn't forget about you. It's Davey starting center on the football team this year.
Cool.
Oh, my.
And the game was an hour and a half away.
And it didn't end to 9:30.
And a late game and just got home and trying to get all the kids in bed. You know, we've got our 4 kids here. Plus, you add
three
on
others.
Another 3. So we've got 7
oh
kids here.
Gosh.
They've been here all week.
They've been here for all summer, it's about.
Yeah. Davey came home from Colorado, and lo and behold, if the whole holler don't follow him.
My goodness.
And had to get
well,
7
I'm
kids
glad
to
you guys
sleep.
Called.
But wanted to tell y'all we love you and had no idea about Cowboys.
We was going to call earlier, but we was just trying to make sure we knew what was happening before we called in.
But please tell Cowboy we love him. We miss
will
him.
Will do, sweetie.
Yeah, we are praying for him and his mama.
Sure will, babe. Thank you so much
okay.
for calling in, you guys. We appreciate it. And we'll pass the message on to Cowboy.
Okay. Tell him I'm sorry, okay? Love
That's
you
okay,
guys.
Okay, babe. Love you, too.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
By him. There's our racers. I just adore
Big
them.
Big Brother, Big Brother house guest, Survivor castaways, and Amazing Racer racers all on the show tonight.
All in one show. That's right. Where else can you get that? All right, everyone. It's been a fun night. We've had great people with us in the chat room, all of our dear friends that hang with us on a regular basis and here chatting with us. I love them dearly, and I want to say thank you to them for coming and hanging with us, and to all of you who listen to us later, thank you very much, and we're going to wrap the show up with Ron, as we always do. I hope everyone has an awesome, awesome weekend. And join us Monday if you're not too busy on Labor Day. For the Manic Monday Show, we're going to have a fan day on Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa at 7 p.m. Eastern. So here's Ron to close the show. Take care, everyone. God bless.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Say good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. That's a wrap.